نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم افتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم الا خزي في الحياه الدنيا ويوم القيامه يردون الى اشد العذاب وما الله بغافل عما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. Whilst we are listening to the recitation of the Quran Sharif, this ayat of Surah Baqarah captured my attention, that the embarrassment, the shame, the humiliation, the disgrace, the suffering, the problems that the Muslim Ummah is facing throughout the world, what is the major cause of that? There are many causes, we all know the causes. But one of the major causes is what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in this ayat itself. Although Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the Bani Israel here, but Allah Ta'ala hasn't mentioned the incidents of the Bani Israel just as lullabies to put us to sleep or just to tell us some kind of stories for entertainment purposes, or something that we may just pass over and say, well, this is concerning the Bani Israel, it's not concerning us. In every ayat of the Quran Sharif, there is a lesson, there is hidayat, there is guidance. There is no time, of course, to even go into a little tafsir of this ayat. In fact, it is just part of a long ayat in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the covenant that He took from the Bani Israel, the pledge that He took, the agreement that was entered into between them and Allah Ta'ala. Entering into the agreement between them and Allah Ta'ala means that they were given certain ahkam which they had agreed to accept and follow. For example, in this particular ayat where they were told that there was an agreement that had been entered that you are not going to shed blood without justification, you were not allowed to shed any person's blood, you were not allowed to kill, to murder, and you agreed that you are not going to shed a person's blood, you are not going to take a person's life without any justification. It was not a killing because that person had killed somebody else, or you are not going to make the life of the people of your locality, I'm just giving you a general explanation, so miserable, so tight, so narrowed, that they are forced to leave your country, to leave your town and go away. You will not make life so difficult for them because of your zulm, because of your injustice, because of your oppression, because of your tyranny, because of your troubling them. That the person says that I rather just get out from here. How can I live here? It's impossible to live here. I rather be a refugee in some tent far out of the borders or in some other country, but it's impossible for me to live here, as is happening today. Look at the conditions in the light of this ayat, and certain other things that Allah Ta'ala took a pledge and a covenant from them. But of course they violated everything. The Bani Israel, everything, they found a way out. They were mischievous, they were troublesome. They troubled Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tremendously. So certain ayats or certain ahkam or certain laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala they used to accept. Whatever suited them, they accepted. And whatever did not suit them, or it was against their nafs or against their material gain, then they rejected it. Now this is where we come in. Allah Ta'ala tells to them, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ, which means that do you go accept just part of the book, whatever has come to you in the book, in the Torah, are you just going to accept a part of that? Are you accepting just a part of that? You are bringing iman on just sections of it, you are accepting just portions of that, those ahkam, and rejecting the others. Then Allah Ta'ala asks a question, فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Again, as an explanation, Allah Ta'ala is trying to say that those people who accept just portions of the book and they reject the other portions, certain parts of the kitab they accept because it suits them. For example, in inheritance matters. Now let us, although it's Bani Israel that is being addressed, but it is a lesson for us actually. This is the same thing for us. That the Quran Sharif is a book of guidance and it guides us in all aspects of our life. Now wherever it suits us, then they will become good Muslims. But where it does not suit us, then we will find way out, we'll make ta'wilat, or we'll go to one dozen muftis to see which mufti gives some fatwa that suits our nafs, then we'll say, I've got a fatwa. Or we will reject it completely. In our lifestyles, there will be no sign of all the other ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says that whosoever is going to do this, that means he's going to accept certain sections of the Quran Sharif, or certain sections of his laws and his ahkam, certain sections of the book, and reject other laws and other ahkam. Either he rejects it openly, he says that I do not accept it. Of course, if a Muslim has to say that I do not accept Allah ta'ala's ahkam or any of his law, even one, then he is out of the pale of Islam. So we are not going to go to that extreme, although lots of people even go to that extreme. But inshallah, Allah ta'ala with his fazal and ihsan, he will protect those people who are in the locality of the masjid or they are occupied in dini activities. So we are not going to reject it like that. But in our actions we will show, or through our actions we will show that we are not happy, na'uzu billah, with certain laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, they should not have been there. They should have been changed to suit our conditions. As if to say the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala were only for the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was not till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah ta'ala says that whosoever is going to do that, then what else could be the reward or punishment? What else could be the punishment except khizyun fil hayati dunya, disgrace, embarrassment, humiliation, suffering in this world, and then again in the akhirat, azab. So this shame, this embarrassment, this disgrace that the ummah is suffering, that so many Muslim countries, what a kind of embarrassment, what a kind of shame it is that masajid are being bombed. Just one masjid in India, the Babri Masjid, when it was destroyed, the whole Muslim world, including the Arab world, all the Muslim countries, they raised their voices and they came to the assistance of those that were there in India. But here, masajid are being bombed in Afghanistan, and still what they say, yes, we must fight terrorism, we must fight terrorism. And who is saying it? The Muslim countries. If this is not embarrassment, this is not shame and a disgrace for the entire Muslim ummah, then what is it? But what is the cause of that? Is that they have accepted parts of the Quran Sharif and rejected other parts of the Quran Sharif. In all those Muslim countries, there's only acceptance of certain parts of the Quran Sharif. Whichever laws suit them, whichever is in their favor, then that they are prepared to implement in their governments. And whichever laws do not suit them, then they will reject it. And in our own lives here in South Africa, in any part of the world, if we have to look at it, in our homes, in our businesses, in our marriages, in our walimas, from our death, from birth to death, look at all the different customary practices that we have, how much of that is actually in conformity with the Quran Sharif. So if we are not going to accept the Quran Sharif and its teachings in totality, then this punishment will also be for us. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. This is the month of Ramadan, where we should now make a firm niyat and intention that we do not want to return to those sins which were part of our lifestyles through in the 11 months of the year. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. What time is iftar? What time is iftar? اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلاود اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی کائنڈ کمپیشنٹ لوونگ اینڈ کیئرنگ اللہ دس از دا مبارک منتھ آف رمضان او مائی بلاود اللہ وی آر گریٹفل ٹو یو فار ہیونگ گیون اس دا توفیق ٹو کیپ دا فرسٹ فاسٹ Oh Allah, but we have not been able to do justice to even the first fast. Ya Allah, we have indulged in so much of haram, so much of sins, so much of evil even in the first day of Ramadan. Oh Allah, our bazaars, our marketplaces, our schools, our colleges. Oh my beloved Allah, even in the month of Ramadan, there's so much of evil that is in vogue. But oh Allah, we are seeking forgiveness from you. Oh Allah, we are seeking forgiveness from you. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, it is the Mubarak month of Ramadan. We are staying away from food and drink. Oh Allah, those things which you had declared halal for us, we are staying away from the halal because it is your hukam and your order. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to stay away from everything that you have declared haram throughout our lives. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and the courage and the strength of lions against our nafs and shaitan. Oh Allah, you have done us such a great favor that in the month of Ramadan you have chained the shayateen. It is only our nafs that we have to fight in the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, make it extremely easy for us to suppress our nafs. Our nafs does not take us to anything that is pleasing and that is make our life happy. It takes us to nothing but destruction. Oh Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health. Bless our families, our children with long life and good health. Bless the entire ummah with long life and good health. Bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, with salamati, with izzat, with rahat, with maghfirat, with jannat. Ya Allah, tere marifat naseeb farma, tere yaqeen naseeb farma. Oh Allah, bless us with prosperity, bless us with happiness, bless us with joy and satisfaction. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering everywhere in the world, especially in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Kashmir, in Chechnya. اے اللہ امت مسلمہ کے حال پر رحم فرما. اے اللہ ظالموں کو یا تو ہدایت دے یا ان کو برباد فرما. اے اللہ shake up their military might and power. اے اللہ destroy their plans. اے اللہ assist and help the مجاہدین. اے اللہ assist and help the مجاہدین. اے اللہ تیرے ملائکہ سے ان کی مدد و نصرت فرما. اے اللہ ان کو قوت نصیب فرما, ان کو طاقت عطا فرما. اس مبارک مہینے کے اندر بھی اے اللہ ان کو چین سے روزہ نہیں رکھنے دے رہے. اور اللہ, the enemies of Islam are not allowing them to fast and to make the salat in peace. اے اللہ, they are bombing the masajid, they are bombing the innocent civilians. اے اللہ, اے میرے اللہ, اس مبارک مہینے میں افطار کے وقت ہم تیرے سامنے رجوع کر رہے ہیں. اے اللہ, تو رحم فرما, کرم فرما, مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, our parents, brothers and sisters, wives and children, whoever has passed away and gone to their graves. Allah, they haven't had, or they are no more going to be able to fast. They are not going to be keep any to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Allah, their book of deeds have been closed. Allah, bless them with maghfirat. Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And when our time comes to leave this world, Allah, bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Allah, maut ke waqt teri koi aisi tajalli dikha de ki hamari rooh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul halim wa tub alaina innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.